Ladies and gentlemen, how's everybody doing today? Coming at you from a dog walk. If you just started listening, this is just kind of a audio journal of our adventures growing our Amway business. And today, I just wanted to kind of touch down. We recently, in one of our orders, we got a bunch of samples and a lot of the N by Neutralite stuff, and then the excess CBD cream. And my wife, she's part of this, what's called dusting. It's basically, it started in during the pandemic of like people is a way of giving to where you basically make a nice little gift bag or what have you, and give it to folks just to brighten their day. And it was funny because it kind of turned into a little bit of a you give me this, I'll give you that sort of thing. Some people were kind of taking advantage, but it's just a great way to get samples in people's hands. And obviously you want to be able to follow up and just let people know where to find them. But so ever since we got these samples, my wife's been posting about them and not overdoing it. You know, everybody knows the social media people where the only thing they ever post about is promoting their stuff, basically asking for the sale, if you will. And anyway, so we went in, we hadn't done this yet to our, what used to be called a personal retail website. We had to reformat it with the new URL. Ours is amway.com/myshop/lastfrontier. And basically you want your customers to go there, place their own orders. Back in the day, people would be in the habit of making it as easy as possible for customers to get products, and they would get handout samples, and customer, where do I get them? Well, I'll order them and bring them right to you. And boy, it smells like fried chicken out here. There's nothing wrong with that, guys, but let's use the tools that Amway's provided. They've given you a website that if you went out and did it yourself, you know, the retail website, not to mention their main website, but if you went out and did that, you'd probably pay $1,000, $2,000 at least, depending on what you did and if you wrote everything up, you know, pictures and all that stuff. And then, you know, hosting and all that junk, domain names. And so when customers go there, how do I order? Hey, you order from our personal website. It's over here, you know. They get on there, they register themselves, they find the products. You know, obviously, if they need any help navigating the website, you're there for them. Sometimes you can do this over the phone and help them navigate. And boom, they place their order. Products get shipped directly to them, and obviously whatever retail profit, you get paid. And there's this, we got a new bonus, some sort of customer bonus. We had a customer last month place an order, it's like $20 profit around there, and then we got a bonus this month for $20 from that customer purchase. I'm telling you guys, I would highly recommend, based on, you know, what you're discussing with your upline and coach and all that stuff, but get out there and get some customers. Be proud of your business and realize that is the business. You know, having customers. And yes, every IBO you sponsor and any IBO they sponsor in depth are technically still your customer. But there's a level of separation there where, you know, especially when people go platinum and become leaders, or they basically, it's kind of their business, but they're in your line of sponsorship, or yeah, whatever, however you're supposed to say that. They're in your business, but from that, their level on down, it's theirs, you know what I'm saying? But you can still follow up with people, and, you know, as if, let's say you have a handful of IBOs and we've helped them get customers, and let's say something happens to them all. Well, all those customers will come up to you, and you just keep doing your follow-up and thank you notes and stuff. Keep getting samples in the hands of folks. Keep asking, hey, do you see any reason why, you know, or, you know, when people want something, they'll buy it, guys. It's not a big deal. We're not pitching them some $10,000 project, you know. Oh, good boy, Ziggy. Walking a dog named Ziggy. So, yeah, we got a new customer who signed up. They haven't bought anything yet. But we sampled some. One of our better customers is actually my parents. They buy excess. And then also my grandma buys excess syrup, mainly for the cranberry, which is funny. We sampled some of the CBD stuff. In fact, my dad, I think, probably saw one of Cheryl's posts, and he asked about it. And so they're ordering a tub of the CBD cream. And guys, our products are awesome. And as soon as you start to get some more, quote, mature customers. Oh, and by the way, the N by Nutrilite, all the gummies and the stress relief stuff. Man, people are eating that stuff up right now. I would definitely be excited about doing that. And guess what? That's a good way to get IBOs as well. Like, man, this product's awesome. This is a business? Yeah, you just get registered with Amway and you can sell. You have the ability to sell products to anyone in the whole country. And you can have customers in every single state. And think about it with Zoom and stuff. It's incredible. Now, again, this business best works with a balanced approach to selling products and sponsoring IBOs. But again, if you're going out there without any confidence because you have zero customers, and you're expecting every IBO that gets signed up just to buy products. And if everybody just keeps buying, we'll go platinum. You know, that sucks. That's not a business. It's like I said in the last episode, it's a weird wholesale buying club. So get out there, man. Get you 25, get you 50 customers, get you 100 customers. You know, make $1,000 a month. Treat this like a real business. You can make a couple $1,000s a month by steadily sampling, attaining customers, following up, helping people get on Ditto Delivery, which is the automated way of ordering. That used to be something special back in the day. Back in the early 2000s, we had Ditto. No one else had anything like that. But everybody has something like that now. So, again, guys, business is awesome. It's got awesome products, and it's an awesome opportunity. If it's not growing for you, it's your mindset. You know, you think that you're not winning unless you have two IBOs to get sponsored every month. Now, if you're doing that, there's nothing wrong with that. Sponsor two personal IBOs every month for 6 to 12 months. That's a recipe for to go in platinum right there. But let's slow it down. Let's slow down the speed up. Let's get some customers. Let's get confident. Let's get excited about, wow, we got another customer in this thing. If you have hundreds of customers ordering from you, and obviously the long-term benefits of this business are found in team building, you know, building mass, you know, having thousands of people in an organization that's platinum and above. I mean, yeah, going Ruby, of course, guys, big money. But if you're running 300, 600, or 600 PV, maybe 1,000 personal PV, personal circle, man, I'm telling you what, you are a good example of what to duplicate. Everybody that comes into your business will be able to sort of do what you've done in a way, even if it's not as good. But again, like the example, when if you get zero customers and you register an IBO, you're not even confident they're going to get customers. And that's one of the basic building blocks of this business. So anyways, guys, and then after you get confident and excited and just free flowing and you're relaxed, you're at peace, you don't feel like you're a loser if you don't have a guest coming out to the meetings. You know, this whole, everybody gets fixated on the method. Remember the book Common Denominator of Success? People get fixated on pleasing methods, right? Like if I do a sample, if I do a QI, and if I get a guest out. It's like, yeah, that's kind of the mechanics, but let's focus on building our customer base and having a variety of customers ordering every month. Let's focus on finding potential partners who love this opportunity and love the products that want to, you know, go shoulder to shoulder with us. And realize it's not a race. If you're able to grow this business to the platinum level over a handful of years, however long it took you, that's a tremendous asset, a tremendous business. And then, of course, you're plugged in upline on, hey, how do I keep this thing together? How do I hold this organization together? And that's, of course, a whole other ball game, so to speak. Because remember, guys, this business is a business of selling products, of recruiting potential, of recruiting people and training them, and doing that over and over again. So you got to figure out a way to make it fun. You got to figure out a way to work efficiently. And again, if you had a guest out for 50 weeks in a row, but you basically dragged each one to the meeting, or you found somebody at the very last minute, it's all you wanted was recognition. That sucks, man. Build up your customer base, attract the right type of people who want to do the same thing you just did with your customer base. Imagine if you had, now this isn't going to happen, everybody you sponsor isn't going to be a superstar, of course. But if you're sponsoring people that are actually going to be doing something, rather than just collecting people on your front line because it makes you feel good, especially if they're at the meeting each week and people know that they're in your team, but they're doing 30 PV every couple months. You know, you want to find somebody that looks at your business and says, man, you guys are making good money before we even sponsored anybody. I want to do that. And then everybody you sponsor, let's say you sponsor 10 people and 5 of them did it. Let's say they're, this is really easy math. Let's say they all did 500 PV plus you. It's 25, that's 30,000 PV. 5 folks that aren't just warming a seat, they're handing samples out, they're sending thank you cards out, they're excited about their customers more so than IBOs, and everybody that comes around, you're not recruiting them anymore. It's almost they're recruiting you, like, hey, we've heard you figured this thing out. Everybody else that's in these type of businesses are weird. They try to make the meetings like church. Just kidding. Hey, man, can you help us make some money with this thing? Heck yeah, man. In fact, there's a couple of requirements. You got to have a job. You got to be able to be willing to sell some products. And be willing to understand that this business is a business of selling, recruiting, and training, and embracing that, not running away from it, you know. Anyways, guys, new customer, cross selling old customers, new products. Keep up the good work, guys. Remember, let's go after results, not just recognition or anything like that. And of course, always follow the cardinal rules. Always check up line for doing anything for the first time, and just be thankful, guys, that you're in a country that not only has an opportunity that's basically readily available for you, we actually live in a country where you can operate a business and you can actually pursue opportunity, you know? So, anyways, guys, I'm gonna get off. Hope everybody's doing awesome. Keep kicking butt in whatever you're doing. And God bless you guys. Go Diamond.